So, I was walking along the street on my way to work, as usual, but for some reason I was in a hurry. I wasn't really sure why I was in a hurry, and then I realised that I was holding a banana in my hand. I didn't know why I was holding a banana in my hand, but I knew that the banana was really important for some reason. The banana had something to do with the reason that I was late and in a hurry. It was a really important banana, only I didn't know why the banana was so important. Then I met my Auntie Ethel on the street corner. It was strange because I hadn't seen Auntie Ethel for about 20 years. "Hello," I said to her. "I haven't seen you for about 20 years. I was really surprised to see her, but she didn't seem surprised to see me. "Be careful with that banana," she said. And I laughed because I knew that it was a really important banana, and yes, I had to be careful with it. Auntie Ethel decided to walk to work with me, which was a problem because I was late and in a hurry, and she walked really, really slowly. Then, when we went round the corner, there was an elephant blocking the street. It depends where you live, I guess, but in Manchester, it's pretty strange to see an elephant blocking the street. The strange thing was, though, that I wasn't really that surprised. "Oh no," I was thinking. "Another elephant blocking the street. What a pain." Especially this morning when I'm late and in a hurry and with Auntie Ethel and this really important banana. Then I started to get really worried, and then I woke up. I breathed a sigh of relief. "Thank goodness for that," I thought. How strange dreams are. I wonder why I was dreaming about elephants and bananas and Auntie Ethel. The radio was already on. The radio comes on automatically at 7 o'clock to wake me up. I looked at the clock. It was already 7:10. I had to get up quickly. I went into the shower and I could hear the news on the radio. I couldn't hear it very well.